بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Continuing with the hadith, which we began the discussion earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised three things. He said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. Adopt Allah's taqwa wherever you are. Follow an evil deed with a good deed which will wipe away its effects. The third injunction in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. That interact with the people and meet with the people, integrate yourself in society with good akhlaq and with good character. We find that this hadith is amongst what ulama-i-kiram refer to as jawami'ul kalim. That is, there are certain ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke very briefly. Very few words were mentioned, but we find that the meaning of the hadith is voluminous. As we can see, for a few days now we are discussing the same hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like that, ulama ikram have written chapters on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first very, very important thing we need to consider and realize is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adopt Allah's taqwa. Many of us may have this idea or concept that taqwa or piety refers to salah, refers to zikrullah, refers to tilawat of Quran, refers to the ibadah that we are making. However, ulama explain that for a person to become muttaqi, for a person to develop taqwa, he also has to develop his akhlaq and character. Taqwa is not confined only to ibadah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Allah says, hasten, apply yourself, outdo one another in acquiring Jannah, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. أعدت للمتقين. Allah says, this Jannah, we have prepared it for the people of taqwa. And then when Quran in this verse describes the people of taqwa, look at this description. Allah says, who are the people of taqwa? الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Who are the people of taqwa? They are those who spend, who are generous. In ease and in adversity, they spend on others. When dealing with people, they swallow their anger. They forgive people and they do good to people. In this entire description of the muttaqeen, there is no mention of salah, there is no mention of zikrullah. Allah does not say the people of taqwa are those who wake up in ibadat late at night, or those who read a lot of tahajjud salah, or those who read a lot of Quran, or those who make a lot of zikr of Allah. No. Who are the people of taqwa? They are those who are generous. They are those who are kind. They are those who are forgiving. They are those who do good to people. So from this we can see that we can never become muttaqi, we can never develop taqwa, unless we develop our akhlaq and character. Our deen is made up of two parts, huququllah and huququl ibad. One is the right of Allah, that is our ibadat. The other is the right of our fellow human being. We interact with people. Both things have to be found in our lives. We have to fulfill both things. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very famous incident. He says, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Now this question is put to us today as Muslim, what is deen? We have a certain concept, a certain idea in our minds, what is deen? Same question is put to Sahib al-Shariat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is deen? Bedouin comes from in front. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, deen is good akhlaq, good character. This doesn't make sense. So it comes from the right hand side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good akhlaq. Comes from the left hand side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again says, good akhlaq and character. So then he comes from behind. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around, faces him and says, deen is akhlaq and character. And then he smiles at him. This man was a Bedouin, nomadic background, village dweller, not academic person, not cultured, not much knowledge. So he simplifies it further. What is deen? Good akhlaq. Simplifies it further. Okay, if you don't understand that, what is deen? Do not become angry. Then someone came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? What is Islam? Now again, what is our understanding of Islam? And what is the answer that Rasulullah gives? What is Islam? He says, Itamut Ta'am, Leenul Kalam. He says to feed people, to be generous. Leenul Kalam, to speak softly, to speak kindly. Then someone asks, what is Iman? What is Iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, As-sabru was-samaha. To be patient, to be tolerant, to be forgiving when dealing with people, this is Iman. Then someone asked, Ayyul Islami Afdal. Ayyul Islami Afdal. What does this mean? If you look in the South African context, 1 million Muslims plus minus. If Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was amongst us today, alive amongst us, and this question had to be put to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Ya Rasulullah, amongst the million followers you have in South Africa, who is the best Muslim? This is what this question means. Ayyul Islami Afdal, who is the best Muslim? What is the response Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives? Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Wa fi riwaya man salim al nas min lisanihi wa yadi. Who is the best Muslim? The one from whose tongue and hands other people are safe. When he opens his mouth, flowers come out, thorns don't come out. We should one day take the trouble and apply our minds that every time I open my mouth, what comes out? Every time I open my mouth, I'm saying something. Am I backbiting about someone? Am I spreading malicious rumors about someone? Am I lying to someone? Am I deceiving someone? Am I hurting the feelings of someone? A lot of times we have this idea, mashallah, I've been 4 months in Tabligh, or I've spent a lot of time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or I've done Hajj, I've done Umrah, I've done this, I've done that. We have this idea. So what we feel, main to jannat ka thekedar ban gaya. Jannat is guaranteed for me. No one like me. So pious. I wake up for tahajjud every day, fast so often. I read so much Quran. I did this, I did that. We have this idea in our minds. So one day take the trouble and apply our minds. Take a pen, take a page. And every time you open your mouth, write down what you said. Every time you open your mouth, write down what you said. And at the end of the day, look at that. Then you will realize where your salah went, and where your zikrullah went, and where your tilawat of Quran went. Because this tongue is such a thing that is destroying our amal. What is the sign of a good Muslim? Who is the best Muslim? When he opens his mouth, flowers come out, thorns do not come out. People are safe. He's not hurting someone. He's not deceiving someone. He's not trampling upon the rights of someone. Man salim al muslimun, min lisanihi wa yadi. And his hands, when he raises his hands, he's not threatening someone. It's not a source of hurt to anyone. When he raises his hands, it's used to help someone. It is a gesture of kindness. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the best Muslim. Then the question was asked, Ayyul Imani Afdal? Ayyul Imani Afdal? Who has the highest level of Iman? What is the height of Iman? Again, what is our idea of this? What is our understanding of this? What is the height of Iman? Tahajjud Guzar, Rozedar, Shabedar? No. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Ayyul Imani Afdal? He says, Husnul Akhlaq. Husnul Akhlaq. The person with the best character. Akmalul Mu'mineena Imanan Ahsanuhum Khuluqa. He says, the most kamil, perfect, height, pinnacle of Iman is who? The one amongst you who has the best akhlaq and character. And because the crunch test of akhlaq and character is not in public, to deceive people that you are very nice is easy. In public to behave in a manner that is conforming to the rules of society is easy. That is why in the same hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, khiyarukum linisaihim. One hadith, it comes li ahlihi. He said, the best amongst you, the pinnacle of akhlaq, is the one who, when he deals with his wife, he deals in the best manner. When you address that wife, when you speak to that wife, when you interact with your wife, with your children, in your home, with your parents, there is the test of your akhlaq. There is the test of your character. Do you appreciate? Do you overlook? Do you forgive? Are you tolerant? Are you kind? Wallah, my respected brothers, you cannot be a person of taqwa. You cannot be muttaqi unless these qualities are there in your life. This is what Quran is telling us. This is what hadith is telling us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion he said, "Inna min ahabbikum ilallah wa aqrabakum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahsanuhum khuluqa." He said, if you want to be the beloved of Allah on the day of judgment, If you want to be the beloved of Allah on the Day of Judgment, and you want to be close to me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the Day of Judgment, who will be the beloved to Allah? Who will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "Ahsanuhum khuluqa." Ahsanuhum khuluqa, the one who will develop his akhlaq and character. Patience, tolerance, kindness, the ability to overlook, forgive. Be such that people are attracted to you. People are not distanced from you. You are not harsh in your speech. You are not harsh in your manner. This is part of taqwa. This is part of deen. Rasulullah said, Khaliqin nas. Ajeebly, he didn't say Khaliqin muslimin. He didn't say interact with Muslims. He said interact with humanity. Khaliqin nas. Every person you come into contact with, whether it's your staff, whether it's your laborer, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, whether it's a stranger to you, whether it is someone you know, Khaliqin nas, every time you move, every time you speak, whoever you interact with, you do business with, you socialize with, what is the overall principle? Khuluqin hasan. Develop akhlaq and character. Deal in a kind manner with them. Deal in a manner that they are attracted towards Islam. Allah give us tawfiq. One of our brothers, Imran Mullah from Stanga, is out in 4 months in the part of Allah in Brazil. His son is also out in Jamaat. He passed away. Make dua for his maghfirah, inshallah.